Biden says press has been hammering him since debate, "I make a lot of mistakes." By Elizabeth Weibel on July 12, 2024. President Joe Biden claimed during a rally in Detroit, Michigan, on Friday that the news media has been hammering him since his performance at the presidential debate weeks ago. While speaking to a crowd at Renaissance High School, Biden said he sometimes mixes up the names of people. Biden's comments come a day after he held a solo press conference where he mistakenly referred to Vice President Kamala Harris as former President Donald Trump and mistakenly introduced Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky as Russian President Vladimir Putin. You may have noticed since the debate, the press, and their good guys and women up there, they've been hammering me, Biden said as the crowd began to boo. I make a lot of mistakes. They've been hammering me because I sometimes confuse names, Biden added. I say, that's Charlie instead of Bill. Well, guess what? Donald Trump has gotten a free pass. Several people responded to Biden's comment by pointing out that Biden's comments mirror Trump's fake news comments about the mainstream media. You might say that they're fake news, Ryan Gurdusky, a journalist and author, wrote in a post on X. The president went looking around a crowd for a dead congresswoman he'd already mourned. Peter Hassan, an editor with the Washington Free Beacon, wrote, "Does the crowd know that? In all seriousness, do they know that? It's an indictment of CNN/MSNBC if not. Bizarro world if you think Donald Trump has gotten a free pass and blame the press for that and their critiques of your cognitive ability." Peter Tui, the vice president of Targeted Victory, wrote, "This guy's never dropping out. Biden co-opting Trump's anti-media message in a major swing state." Executive director of the American Conservative Kurt Mills wrote, "Nothing to see here." Since the June 27 presidential debate, Biden has faced increasing calls from donors and Democrats to withdraw from the presidential election and step aside to allow for a different candidate to run. Reed Hastings, a Democrat megadonor and the co-founder of Netflix, has been among those who have come out calling for Biden to step aside. George Clooney also recently came out in an op-ed revealing that he did not believe Biden could win the presidential election in November, weeks after holding a fundraiser for him. Despite receiving calls for him to withdraw from the presidential race, Biden has continued to maintain that he is not dropping out of the race.